It's Wednesday, June 29th, 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
If you're from Northwest Arkansas, if you've lived in Northwest Arkansas for any length of time, if you're passing through Northwest Arkansas, you should know what we're going to talk about today.
Because it's something that happens in Springdale every single year.
And this is year number 67 for the Rodeo of the Ozarks. Today is the first of two parades at 3 o'clock down Emma Avenue. I loved it when the Springdale News was on Emma Avenue, and we could just go to the front windows and watch the parade.
Oh.
And if we wanted candy, we could skitter out the front door and grab some from a little kid and skitter back inside.
That's efficient.
Yes, it was. You have to go to the parade. Then at 6, mutton busting and goat dressing.
Yes.
It sounds terrifying, but it's really little kids participating in the rodeo, and it's a lot of fun. The rodeo starts at 7 tonight at Parsons Stadium, and Easton Corbin is the big concert this year after the rodeo tonight. Tickets are $16 to $35 for adults, $8 to $12 for children ages 2 to 12, and yes, you can buy a separate, I believe it's $10 ticket, $10 or $15 ticket for Easton Corbin.
Rodeo of the Ozarks, of course, a great tradition, but there's another tradition that kind of melts into the Rodeo of the Ozarks, and that's the John Shattuck's wagon train.
Oh, which I've always wanted to go on.
Starts in Harrison every year. It's about a six-day thing, and most of it takes place on dirt roads and in pastures, but eventually this wagon train makes it to Springdale, and they're part of the parade.
And Lorinda Jenks, who was Lifestyles editor at the newspaper for years and years, has been going on that for ages.
Really?
And apparently I have to wait for her to die before I can go, because she has our spot.
Oh, okay.
So, but she has a great time. Also, the new play summer event at the University of Arkansas Boar's Head Players continues with something completely different. One-person shows. Mm-hmm. By undergrad students in Michael Landman's summer playwriting class. They start at 7:30 tonight at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. The fun part is you get to go where no one has gone before.
Absolutely.
And tickets are $7.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.